Let's get to the dirty right now.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. Sorry, I have so many things open right now.
Oh, yeah? How about your eyeballs?
News and traffic and whatnot.
Hey, wait, did you find your glasses?
No, I can't find them.
That's a different pair you're wearing?
These are reading glasses, and seeing my computer without is...
It's hard. I'm sorry. Kennedy lost her glasses this morning.
I can't find them. They've got to be here somewhere because I had them on this morning when I was working here. But yeah. I just can't find them.
What's it like to need three different pairs of glasses to see a different
Really hard. Lengths? I have trifocals.
Huh. You even know those existed.
Yep.
Is Elvis wearing them?
He's not. Well, I don't even know where he is.
Oh, he's sitting over here because I got food.
You got food.
These dogs have not moved since I came in with the food.
Elvis knows what's what.
Yeah, I got new friends.
Elvis knows what the tots are about. Jaylen Brown made good on his word about offering a big reward for the return of a ring he lost during the championship parade. He posted to X saying, "Got it back. Thank you, Luke and Addie. I'll see you courtside at the ring emoji ceremony." It included a picture of him holding that ring that he lost. It's unclear where it was found, but the two people who returned it will now benefit by returning it to him and will have front row seat when the Celtics receive their championship rings at the home opener for next season.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen the ring or not. So his brand is called Juice, and then the ring had all these diamonds, and the Juice logo was spelled out in the ring. And at some point during the Duck Boat Parade, he was just celebrating too hard, and the ring was gone.
I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
You know.
Sure.
It's awfully nice of them to give the ring back, because I bet a lot of people out there maybe wouldn't have when they saw how many diamonds were encrusted in that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how could you sell it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Somebody would buy it. There are unscrupulous people out there, Kennedy.
Yes, I know, but you have to put the word out that you have it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I realize it's not, you know, selling a...
Everybody has a guy, Kennedy. I got a guy. His name's Dan.
Sure. I watched the video yesterday, and the two people who had the ring were talking to a guy, and they like pulled it out of a bag. It looked like a drug deal almost. They showed him the ring, and then he like waves over to a black SUV with the windows tinted, and then Jaylen Brown hops out of the black SUV.
Oh, so
with
he
the hoodie
to get
on.
Confirmation.
Yeah, when he didn't want to like anyone to know he was there, so he just goes shh and comes over so people don't mob him.
Yeah, it was a really cool moment.
Thank you so much.
He's such a good guy.
Yeah, he did not want to be recognized. I mean, he had that hoodie like pulled down, hoping people wouldn't recognize him.
He's still 6'7", but...
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
He didn't want to make it about him.
He just won an NBA championship and a parade. We know who you are.
I love that. A couple of reality show news for you. Katy Perry might not be the only one leaving American Idol. In a new interview, Luke Bryan said he might not be back, and Lionel Richie as well.
Oh.
He said it's something Disney's been really tight-lipped about with me and Lionel. We currently haven't heard what the story is on who's coming back and if Lionel and I are coming back. I think Disney is just trying to figure out what they want to do, and we're just kind of sitting back and waiting.
Hmm. Isn't that weird?
Very.
Especially in television, because they work so far ahead. It's not like they're making a decision now for the end of this year. They're talking 2025 and 2026.
Yeah, it's weird. So I don't know what's happening there. And then I'm going to talk about America's Got Talent. So if you don't want to know what happened last night, here's what happened
talk
last
patootie.
Night. I would like for you to listen to this singer. Her name is Praniska Mishra. She is 9.
Oh, how I love you, baby. Baby, baby.
Is that the wrong clip?
No.
That's her?
Yeah.
That's a 9-year-old?
That's why I said it. Yes. She's 9.
Oh, how I love you, baby. Baby, baby, baby. Oh, yeah. You can't believe it, baby. Everybody. I'm out of here.
Nope. As a 45-year-old woman reincarnated in a 9-year-old's body.
That 9-year-old has seen some things.
And then
a tiny little diaphragm, how?
Heidi Klum had this to say. And you know what I'm going to do now? Because I honestly don't want to hear what Howie, Simon, or Sophia has to say.
What? Really?
I want you to call your grandmother and say that Heidi Klum pushed a golden buzzer for you. So that was pretty cool.
That's cool. Good for her.
Yeah. And in... Gosh, I'm sorry, you guys. Justin Timberlake's mugshot has been turned into art in the Hamptons, because that's what you do. Mm-hmm. An image of Justin after his recent arrest is featured in a piece at the local Romani Cramoris Gallery. There have been nonstop lines and pedestrians snapping pictures of the work. The artist's name is Godfrey Lohman. He made the limited edition piece, and when he brought them to the gallery, the owner said, "My reaction was, that's just great." Cramoris is known as the Queen of Sag Harbor after operating her gallery for 44 years. Mm. One of the employees of the gallery said that it is their most contemporary piece. It's au courant. And it is, we'll set you about $520 if you'd like. They've sold two or three, and a lot of people are coming back.
I really hope that they're calling the piece, "This is going to ruin the tour."
I think he showed it during his tour stop the other night.
Yeah, I think
they might have put it up in the imagery that is behind him. I think it looked like they did. It looked like
an Andy Warhol painting.
No,
that's what it is.
No, I'm not saying they showed that piece of art. I'm saying that Justin put up the photo of his mugshot during his tour.
Keep making fun of it. And that's what I've got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.